Hello again and welcome to the Kettle Club Podcast Network. My name is Joe Greenwich, and this week I'm joined by a pair of St. Joseph's student athletes, Hawk Field Hockey seniors Nicole Fenton and Sarah Hayes. SJU Field Hockey has become a nationally ranked program over the past few years and has claimed the last three Atlantic 10 regular season and tournament championships. And we will talk to Nicole and Sarah about that, as well as their achievements off the field, in addition to how they've handled the challenges associated with the unique 2020-21 season. Sarah, Nicole, thanks for joining us today.
Excited to be here, Joe. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Joe. We're excited.
It's not often that we're talking field hockey in April, but you guys are in the middle of your season. Obviously, the pandemic has wreaked havoc with everyone's schedules. A little more than a year ago this time, everything got shut down. You were in your spring schedule, which has games and training. Do you remember what that was like then when you had that paused and then halted for good? Obviously, not quite the same as, you know, your competitive season, but what was that like? Because I know that the Hawks always have a full spring of training, and we'll leave it at that, right? But what was it like to have that just end right in the middle of March?
It was tough. We had just gone home from the Big Apple indoor tournament that we always participate in. And the last day we were all together, we actually went and ran the art museum steps. So super fun. I know I was ready for a quick break to go home for spring break, packed for a week, thought I would only be there for a week. And it turned out to be the rest of the semester, and we lost all of our outdoor games. We hadn't even transitioned to the outdoor game yet. So that was a little bit frustrating, just so much unknown. Didn't know when we were coming back. Then we ended up not coming back. And it was sad. It was going to be our last spring. I guess not anymore since we're here again. But it was different, something no one's ever seen before.
Yeah, for sure. Just piggybacking off of Nicole, my experience was a little bit different last spring just because I was coming off of a concussion. And oddly enough, the pandemic kind of helped me out just a little bit, because when we got sent home and stayed home, I had just a lot of time to recover. And then I actually ended up having to have tonsillectomy surgery. So I had a good amount of time at home just to recover from that. But it was frustrating just being cooped up, locked up at home, not really knowing when we could return. And even with gyms shutting down and everything throughout the summer, it was hard. It was hard to stay sharp and just ready to keep training, because during the summer, all throughout the summer, we didn't know what to expect, a season or not in the fall. And we just knew if we were going to have a season that we want to come out as strong as possible. And it was hard. And halfway through the summer, it turned out no season in the fall, which was another heartbreak. But Nicole and I actually just, we partnered up a couple of times down in our shore houses in Ocean City, New Jersey. And when the gyms were closed, I hopped in with her trainer outside and we got crafty out on the beach doing sprints and runs. So it was challenging, but a cool advantage to being online in the fall and not being able to, our whole team being together at practice every day in the fall, was that we really connected online a lot. And we had, I think, two Zooms every week. And it was a great time for our team just to connect off the field and grow that chemistry off the field, because we weren't able to all practice on the field together. I think that really helped us.
Your team has always been fairly close-knit. Do you think that, you mentioned the multiple Zooms a week, do you think that despite not being together, that somehow maybe this group is even closer for what you've all experienced together?
Absolutely. There isn't a whole lot of communication in the summer, but this past summer, because of Zoom and COVID, we were forced to communicate even more just to see where everyone was at. So that was one difference from our past summers that I think has really benefited us, because we missed so much time in the spring together trying to formulate a new team. And even in the fall, that ability was taken away from us a little bit too. So just having all the time on Zoom to really connect with each other was super beneficial.
Yeah, for sure. And I remember we even broke up into fitness groups according to our fitness levels. And that was just a cool way with 3 to 4 girls that are the same pace as you could just stay connected and be more open to sharing what your times were and when you had good days and bad days, just training in the summer alone. That was super beneficial with us.
Now, I've talked to a number of student athletes who normally compete in the spring and last year had their competitive championship season cut short. For you as student athletes, all of you have a bond together, whether you're on the hockey team together or it's a spring sport or a winter sport athlete. How did you feel for them? Like, was there this feeling of obviously sympathy, but was there some sort of like, wow, you know, we're fortunate this didn't happen to us. I hope it doesn't happen to us. How do you interact with your friends who were going through that difficult experience in the spring that you didn't know you were going to, but eventually had yourselves in the fall?
I think a certain level of respect just formed even more between us and the other student athletes, if they're at St. Joe's, and just student athletes in general. A lot of conversation through the summer and the fall with people from home, people at school, just circled around, can you play? When can you play? I'm sorry about your season. That's awesome that you can play. And everyone really just rallying behind each other, because those couple months when there were just no live sports, I think the whole world felt it. And we're all just rooting for each other. And I do remember a tweet back, I think it was like last May, and it was a senior on a baseball team. And he tweeted out, like, I didn't expect my season to end. And I'm so like fortunate for everything I had. But sport has taught me this, that when we get knocked down, we get right back up and he's going to be ready for the next opportunity. And I think our team has talked about that a lot throughout the fall and the summer, that we're going to get hit hard and we're going to have to take the hits, but we're going to come punching back. And that's the beauty of sport.
I definitely think there was a level of support, like Sarah mentioned. We had athletes, spring athletes, reaching out to us that were so devastated that their season was cut short, but they wanted to make sure that the fall sports were able to compete. And that didn't necessarily happen in the fall, but it's been really cool on Hawk Hill to see all these teams compete at once. We're bouncing around from like our game, then we're going to the men's soccer game, then the baseball game. It's literally like, who's playing today and where can we go as long as it's nice outside. And the weather's been, I guess now, we had a couple weeks when there was a lot of snow on the turf. It's just been a really unique experience. And it has its ups and it has its downs, but it's something we can say we were a part of and we handled to the best of our ability.
So come the fall, you knew before you got back to school that there wouldn't be competition in the fall, but you were able to train not together as a full group, but in smaller pods. We've heard that word become commonplace now more than ever. So how were you able to adapt to those new rules? And obviously it's difficult when you spent the spring and the summer on Zoom with your whole team. And now here you are at the field with maybe 6-7 others. How were you able to adapt to that and use that to your advantage to get better? And then has that become second nature now? Are you used to that, so to speak, at this point?
In the fall, we definitely took a bigger approach more than ever before to our technical and tactical skills. I would say the seasons were almost reversed. We had our spring season in the fall, doing all the technical, tactical work, small basic skills, and then we turned around this spring and we had our fall season. Basically, it was interesting because it's the first time that we just didn't throw the freshmen into games and we really got to work with them, and they were able to get accustomed to what we do at SJU as far as field hockey and our values and our culture. So that was extremely interesting. It's definitely helped us out getting to know all of the new faces.
Yeah. And even when we came back this winter, we kind of lost our preseason, our 2 week of 2-a-days and just grinding and getting through like a hard chunk of time. That's just what we do as athletes. And I think we made up for that maybe all in the fall. It is different on the field. I'm a huge high fives, hugs, and that's like not really applauded anymore in our COVID world. So we have been having to get a little bit creative, and but we're just making it work. I think one of our biggest things for our team is just being able to realize that there is a lot that we can't control, and just celebrating the little wins. And if we get to practice and strap up today and we get to play against another opponent, like, that's a huge win for us, and we're going to go after it and not take anything for granted.
Well, Sarah, you kind of just touched on what I was going to ask. You alluded to it, Nicole, all the snow on the field kind of delayed the start of your season. How did it feel the first time, you know, in uniform, there's another team on the other side, the whistle blows, and you're playing a game? Yeah, there's piles of snow, it's March, but how did it feel to finally compete, knowing everything you'd been through, and knowing that, Sarah, like you just said, every day, you never know what's going to happen, so just being out there is sort of a blessing. How did it feel?
It felt awesome. I remember everyone's looking around, and we just couldn't believe that it was game day and it was happening. And then when the whistle blew, it felt like second nature. It felt really good to have fans come and cheer us on in our Syracuse game. And even though there was snow on the ground and we're playing in February and March, like, we're just going for it. Felt great.
Yeah, I just want to give a special shout out to all the administrators and facility people, and even you, Joe, for making it possible to have a game in March. It's definitely been super hard juggling all the sports on campus, and it's been really special to have our parents and our fans at our games, because that's not the case for other schools. And I think St. Joe's has done an excellent job making this time as normal as possible. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I second that. It's St. Joe's, I think, has done a phenomenal job trying to push through these COVID times. Even with classes, I have all of my five classes are offered in person. You can't say the same at a lot of other universities right now.
Well, I appreciate it. I know it's a joy for me and for everyone else to get to see you guys compete and to know that you're able to do that. And so, and kind of, you know, like we're kind of saying, everybody with the team works together and has to face their challenges. It's the same off the field as well. And I think the reward is for everybody else, just like for you, when the whistle blows and the game is on, you know, there's that sense of normalcy. But if we can go way back from not just the fall, not just last year, when you first picked up a hockey stick, I like to ask all of our coaches how they got started in their sport. Field hockey is not one of the big sports in a lot of places, but we are kind of in an area where it has a prominence at the high school level, and there's a lot of club programs. Sarah, you're from Drexel Hill. I grew up in Upper Darby. So
really?
I am right next door. A lot of my friends are all Drexel Hill middle school kids, and I went to Upper Darby High School. What got you started playing field hockey coming from Drexel Hill?
Love it. I absolutely love being the local girl on the team. Growing up, I'm one of four kids, and kudos to my parents because they just kept cycling us through all these different sports. And it turned out that I actually played five sports all throughout high school, and it got to my junior year and they were like, people were just like, Sarah, you kind of have to decide, like, do you want to play in college? And my older brother, Matt, ran in college, and I knew I always wanted to play a sport. I just didn't know which one. And junior year, I remember realizing and just taking a step back and thinking that, you know, I can run for the rest of my life, because I ran cross country, indoor and outdoor track in high school. And I can run for the rest of my life, God willing, but I could potentially only have four more years of field hockey, and that's what I want to go for. And that's what I did. So junior year, I really buckled down and made that my number one priority sport. And I mean, ever since, I've never looked back. It's just, I love being able to be on a team. And as much as running is a team sport, absolutely, there's just something special about field hockey and being able to work hard for your teammate next to you, who's working just as hard as you. and just laying it all out there on the field. That's my story.
Nicole, you come from Marlboro, New Jersey. A lot of top players coming out of South Jersey. What got you started in the game?
So my mom played at Ocean City, and then she went on to play at Rutgers. So that was really special to me to know that I had Rutgers. It was just really special to know that my mom did it, and it was always something I wanted to do, push myself to the highest level. I actually did not have any interest in field hockey for the longest time. I played soccer. I played club soccer for a while. I was pretty decent too. But when I got to middle school, we had a middle school team. So I joined the middle school team while I was still playing club soccer. I just really enjoyed it. I'd been around it my whole life. My mom coached at Ocean City until I was about 8 years old. So I was always around those girls, and it was just a great atmosphere. And when I got to high school, I had to choose between soccer and field hockey. I decided to play field hockey because there's a strong tradition at my school, multiple state championships, high level coaches. It's just an amazing program that I was a part of. And then I knew field hockey was something I wanted to be really good at. In my junior year of high school, I had to give up basketball to join a club team. So I would have to travel an hour to play club. And I actually played with Jess Malte on the team. So I've known her for a couple of years. I played for Daniel High League and Uprise, and she's just a phenomenal coach. She was the coach at Eastern. She was Jess's high school coach, like extraordinary person, extraordinary program. So I've always surrounded myself by the best field hockey players I could. So coming to St. Joe's was a no-brainer. The up-and-coming program that we've really been able to help soar in the past 4 years, it's been really special.
Now, Sarah, I heard you react there when Rutgers got mentioned. Nicole, what's it like for your mom when you guys play against Rutgers? Because it's kind of a bit of a rivalry you guys have built over the last few years. Both teams ranked in the polls. Fairly close proximity. What's it like for your mom to come watch you play against her alma mater?
Well, she's definitely like a big St. Joe's fan, but it's actually really interesting. She coached Meredith Civico in high school. Meredith, the Rutgers head coach, went to Ocean City, then she went to Maryland. So my mom coached her in high school. So there's like strong family ties there. I wasn't recruited by Rutgers. I don't think I would have lasted at a big school like that either. And I mean, we have a pretty good track record against them, so.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more to Nicole and Sarah about playing on Hawk Hill and their careers to this point. We'll be right back. The Kettle Club Podcast Network is brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics. Rothman Orthopedics, the official team physicians of your St. Joseph's Hawks, provides the region with unmatched orthopedic care. For more information or to schedule an appointment, visit www.rothmanortho.com. For orthopedic excellence, think Rothman first. And also by Univest. Handle all your banking remotely with the Univest mobile platform. Easy, convenient, and secure, because life needs a little more wow. Live life, stay connected with Univest. Univest Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC. We're back here on the Kettle Club Podcast Network with Nicole Fenton and Sarah Hayes from the St. Joseph's field hockey team. We were just talking about how you guys started in the sport, you know, when you were in middle school or high school. When you were considering playing in college, was there anyone that you played with either in high school or with your club teams that you kind of drew inspiration from, that you modeled yourself after, that you thought, yeah, I want to do that as she went on to play in college?
So I played with two girls that were 2 years ahead of me. I played with Kelly Hanna, who started off at Rutgers and then finished her career at Monmouth, and then Lauren McNally, who played at Penn State and graduated last year. She took a fifth year. They were so inspirational to me. When I finally was able to start on the varsity team my sophomore year at Ocean City, they were the two captains, senior captains, and they really taught me what intensity is like and what it looks like to play at the next level. And then one of my best friends, Riley Allen, she's actually my grade. She plays at LaSalle. She just finished her career up as well. She was a big inspiration to me. She always pushed me on the field, even when it was very competitive. She taught me all about giving my all, and I've really learned a lot from her, even though we're the same age.
Yeah. And for me, I just go back. I have a really, really big family. I'm a big Irish Catholic girl. So the family is this big, and I've had multiple cousins that have played in college. And just looking up to my older brother, Matt, he's only 4 years older than me in like grades, and he ran at York College. And just seeing all his hard work and determination paying off was just like exactly the path that I wanted to follow. I went to Cardinal O'Hara, and when he was there, he was an All-American for cross country. And as soon as he graduated, I came in as a freshman. So it was like, I had big shoes to fill, and I wanted to be just like him, as cliche as that sounds. And he's been the biggest inspiration for me throughout my entire life.
So now you're at Hawk Hill and you're playing for Coach Lynn Farquhar. You came in your freshman year was the first year the Hawks won the Atlantic 10 tournament. But the previous season, they had won the regular season title, advanced to the championship game for the first time in a long time. What was it like coming in? You talked about having good coaches when you were younger, coming in and playing for Lynn. She had just won the Coach of the Year award. The team was the first place team. What's it like coming into an environment like that as a freshman, knowing that, one, you're going to be playing competitive hockey, and two, you better hit the ground running because this team has goals that it wants to reach?
Yeah, for sure. I remember my summer heading into freshman year, and it was just every day. It was, I have to do my summer packet. I'm coming in fit. And that was just the mentality you needed, because you knew that you were coming into a program that was on the rise, and that it was your role and your job to be a part of bringing that team up as well.
I would say it was definitely intimidating. You get here as a freshman and you're not sure if you're going to be able to adapt to the playing style. You're not even sure if you're going to play. You're just trying to take in so much information so quickly in those 2 weeks before you hit a game. But I will say the senior class, senior, junior, and sophomore class, we had great examples ahead of us.
Yeah.
Being able to work with people like Monica, Anna, and Jolie, and then all of the girls we graduated last year, they just really knew what this team was about, and they did such a great job giving us that information to take it and make it our own, which I think we've done as a class of five, senior class of five this year. It's been really important to us to keep this legacy of high performance going.
Yeah. To Nicole's point, those older girls, they really took us under our wing. Jolie Helder has been a great mentor and friend for me, even after college hockey life. She's already making big strides at E&J Gala Wines. And I even call her up sometimes when I have a couple questions about like my homework, or I have a job lined up for next year. So questions about that. It's been a great opportunity and just a life lesson from all of these girls.
Now, Sarah, you talked about being the local girl in the team. Nicole, you alluded to, you know, an up and coming program. As you start to look back a little bit on your careers, how does it feel to know that you were a part of something, one, that you have helped build, and two, is right in your backyard, Sarah? And Nicole, you're not that far away down there in Ocean City, but like to know that as things continue, that's something that you played such a huge role in building.
It's crazy because it's so unexpected. I didn't expect to get here and see the program take off like it did. I really had no expectations coming in, just that I wanted to play college field hockey for 4 years, and this was the perfect place for me. I'm really excited. I have one more year to play. I'm taking advantage of that extra year of eligibility. But in the future, I'm just so excited to come back and see this program take even bigger steps. It's something I'm so proud to say I'm a part of. And it doesn't get much better than it does right now.
Nicole, do we have a big return announcement on the podcast here?
I mean, everyone knows, but you can make it the big announcement. No, I'm getting my, I was planning pre-COVID. I made this decision like last fall. I'm getting my master's. It's a 1 year program at St. Joe's. And then with the year of eligibility, why not? My parents aren't ready to see this end yet, and they missed all their traveling in the fall. They gotta make up for it next fall.
For me, I come from a, I hate to say it kind of, but a huge Villanova family. I, out of my big, big family, I have one other cousin who went to St. Joe's. And for me, that's been super cool because I chose St. Joe's and I wanted to create my own path and build my own legacy at a rival school right down the street from my house. And getting to St. Joe's and being a part of this team, it takes a certain type of person to be a Hawk. And I'm so proud to be a Hawk. The journey and the ride is not glamorous all the time, and it's a true grind. And I like to say if it were easy, everyone would do it. But I would definitely do it all over again because the amount of life lessons that I've learned and the memories I've made and the friendships with all of the girls on the team, that current and past, it's just something I'll cherish for the rest of my life. And I'm so proud and grateful to have been a part of one of the best couple of teams that St. Joseph's has ever produced in the field hockey program. And I'm so grateful to be so close to just come right down City Ave the next couple of years and cheer on my girls that are still here because big things are coming.
Well, you talked about one of the more successful stretches for the team. You guys are 3-for-3, 3 years, 3 Atlantic 10 championships, still in the running for a fourth here in April of 2021. You've had a lot of success on the field, and we talked about it. The trophies keep piling up, the accolades, the national rankings, playing in the NCAA tournament, something that no Hawk had ever experienced before 2017. But you guys have also succeeded off the field. Nicole, an NFHDA Scholar of Distinction. Sarah, you've been honored for your community service work. How important was it for you to have these other pursuits in addition to hockey? And how has being at St. Joe's helped you advance those?
St. Joe's really fosters the whole person. And that is something that Lynn really looks for when she's recruiting as well. And she gives you the ability to do other things as well. She doesn't want your life to just be field hockey because she knows that's going to end in 4 or 5 years. She really focuses on how she can make people who step on the field for her overall better people and not only see them succeed on the field, but off the field in their 4 years at St. Joe's and in the future. It's been really fun.
St. Joe's does a phenomenal job of really taking care of that Jesuit value of cura personalis, of developing the whole person. And I could talk about this for days because I feel like I'm such a living example of just soaking up all that St. Joe's has to offer. I've been so grateful to be able to give back to our Philadelphia community through weekly service and a spring break service trip my freshman year. And to Nicole's point, Lynn is 100% for fostering that development in every aspect of your life. I was actually last spring before it all shut down, I was picked by one of my professors in my business school. They flew me out to Florida with a couple other students and we competed in a sales competition. And it was just such a great experience. And Lynn let me skip a few practices to make it happen, but it's St. Joe's has so much to offer. It the school really does. And I've been blessed. I was able to lock down 2 summer internships my past 2 summers. And that was purely through the connections that this school has with the Philadelphia food industry. I worked at Acme Markets and then PepsiCo this last summer. And then PepsiCo, that I did a good enough job. They offered me a full-time position. And I took them up on their offer, and luckily I'll be staying here in Philadelphia, but I cannot talk highly enough about everything that St. Joe's has to offer to really develop that whole person.
You've had success as a team. You've had success as individuals on the field and off the field. It sounds like if anyone asked, you would do the whole St. Joe's experience again in a heartbeat. What is the one biggest thing that you will each take from your time here at St. Joseph's?
I've learned it in the classroom through the education department, and I've learned it probably best from Lynn. You have to set high expectations for yourself. She has given us all the tools to reach those expectations, but the first part is starting with a high expectation. There's so much we can do, and we have all the tools to do it. And I'm really excited to try that out in the future.
One of my biggest takeaways from St. Joseph's field hockey is that when we put on our jersey, we're representing something much bigger than ourselves. And we are representing the name on the front of our chest. And it's so much bigger than ourselves and our teammates right next to us, but it's all of the people who've came before us and paved the way. And for me, it's exciting because I'm getting to the end of my journey. And something that is in our locker room actually is that it's our duty to come in and to wear our uniform, but then to leave that uniform in a better place than when we first put it on. And I'm excited that as I'm getting to the end of my year four of this crazy long journey, that I do think I will be leaving my jersey in a much better place. And another huge thing that I'll be taking away from my journey at St. Joe's for the rest of my life is that we're Hawks and we're small, but we're mighty. And you give us a task, you tell us that we might be ranked at 60th when we come in as freshmen, but we're not settled there. We're going to work just as hard as the top 10 Big Ten schools, ACC schools that get all the accolades and all of the glory. And we're going to work our way up the ladder and we're going to fight because we're small, but we're mighty. And don't count out little St. Joe's.
Well, if I can say personally, it has been a pleasure to watch your team compete over the last 3-4 years, and every single accolade well-deserved, both on and off the field. Nicole Fenton, Sarah Hayes from St. Joe's Field Hockey. Huge game on Saturday. Arch rival UMass comes to Ellen Ryan Field. Big game, regular season finale. Good luck. I know there will be a very supportive crowd there. Hopefully you have some nice weather and you guys can get the W and keep things rolling.
Can't wait. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Once again, that was Nicole Fenton and Sarah Hayes from St. Joseph's Field Hockey. And thank you for tuning in this week to the Kettle Club Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe to the Kettle Club Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app. You can also find us at sjuhawks.com/podcasts.